We're very thankful to God for another day. God has blessed us this day to be able to be among the living this day, and we should be thankful. God is good, y'all. Not just summertime, but God is good all of the time. And all the time, God is good. And he loved us. We know he loved us because he sent his only begotten son to this world to die for our sins. Not for his, but for ours. And we all ought to be thankful for the hope that we have through Christ Jesus our Lord. God made this decision. It wasn't ours.
Yes, sir.
God made the decision that Brother Jackson would come home. And key word is home. Home. Sister Jackson and Brother Jackson both were faithful members of this congregation. And we love them.
Yes.
We love her family. We love you all. And we want to say to you that we know God is good. And he's going to comfort you like none of us can. And he's going to bring you through this. And we're going to be there for you. But when ain't nobody else around, God will be there for you. And we will miss Brother Jackson ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. He done a lot of great things around here. When I first came to this congregation, he was the yard keeper, yard man. And so got to know him and got to talk to him a lot of times. He was working in the yard. He loved working. Him and his wife both worked in the yard. And I always saw his yard, always, man, crisp. I mean, he rolled that zero turn, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now I understand why he rolled that thing. Somebody used to roll motorcycles and everything. So he rolled that zero turn out there in the yard, kept that thing, that yard clean, looking good always. And so we... here to, because God decided to take him, his life ended. But I want to talk about Brother Jackson in the sense that Brother Jackson walked a short walk home. When he came on Sunday morning, he would come and with that cool walk. I agree with you, he had a cool walk about it. But it was by, I'm going to go down here and talk about Brother Jackson. He was so cool, I'm going to stand by, cool man. Cool man right here, wasn't he? Yeah, but and he made that short walk. Made a short walk here every Sunday. But he was preparing for when he had a short walk home. But he was preparing for the long home.
Yeah.
And y'all don't understand what I'm saying. I'm going to help some of y'all because some of you don't know that the mourners are in the street. They crying already. Because all of us on our way to the long home.
Yeah.
The wagon is coming. And the wheels are getting louder. They're getting louder. And some of us ain't heard them yet.
Yeah.
But you're going to hear the mourners coming.
Mm-hmm.
And to the young, to the old, the wisest man that ever lived, say, remember now, your Creator in the days of the youth. And on this travel home, it start young. I need to know that we are on our way to the long home. Solomon says, while the evil days come and life is going to get tough. Talking to the young folk. And now the years are drawing nigh. Amen. Nigh, closer to the home. And he said, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure. Then he started to describe how you going to know. He said, why the sun or light or the moon or the stars be not darkened or the clouds return after the rain. And when you used to see things good, but the clouds are far away now because you're on your way to your long home.
Yeah.
In the day when the keepers of the house, talking about the legs, start to tremble. Strong men who stood upright on the way to the long home would start to bow over themselves. The grinders, meaning the teeth, on your way to your long home will cease to be a few. Amen. That's why some of you got dentures. You're on your way to your long home. And he says, and those that look out the windows be dark, and eyes are going bad. You're on your way to your long home. And the doors shall be shut in the mouth, in the street. Meaning when the teeth get short, the mouth goes closed. Y'all ever seen them when they take out the dentures? That's in your Bible right there. The grinding is low. It means the teeth are wearing out because you're on your way to your long home. Y'all can say it with me now, because the ring is home, right? We're on our way to our long home. He shall rise up at the voice of the bird. All the daughters of the music shall go. Older folk get up early, and they can't hear as good. And also when they shall be afraid of which is high. I remember when I was young, I would jump out of trees. But now I'm on my way to the long home. We mean they ain't jumping off of nothing high no more. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. You know, so y'all on your way to your long home. And the fear shall be in the way. You know, old folk don't drive fast. When you're young, you speed. But when you get older, amen, you start driving slow. Fears are greater at that point. Then he says, and the almond tree shall flourish. Just look in the mirror. If you're gray-headed, your almond tree is saying you're on your way to your long home. And then he said this. He said, and the grasshopper shall be a burden. That means a time when the little kids were fun to play with. But when a time in life when you go on your way to your old home, the little grasshopper, you said, get over there and sit down somewhere. Because them grasshopper getting on your nerves because you're on your way to your long home. And he says, and the desire shall fail. Oh, you know, as you get older, things start to wear out. Yeah, a desire is a feeling because you're on your way to your long home. Then Solomon said, because man goeth to his long home and the mourners go about the street. The silver cord can be loosed. The golden bowl is broke, and the pitcher be broken at the fountain. Yes, sir. And the wheel that turned the water, for the cistern shall not turn no more. The cord is stretched, and when the cord is broken, the man has gone to his long home. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was. And the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. And then we call him a dead man, because he's gone to his long home. Solomon said that it's better to go to the house of mourning because the living will lay at the heart. And what I want us to all know, yes, Brother Jackson is gone. But you too. The living must lay it to the heart that we too must hear the wagon is coming. Yeah. It's coming to get us. And one day God will say it's your appointed time, but are you ready? Yeah. Yes, Brother Jackson, he walked down from that street to this place of worship. He had a short walk back, but the whole time he was walking to prepare himself for his long home. And he done that, and I know he done that because this is what we believe in the church of God. He done that believing that the Bible was right over him. He believed that the Bible was right, and every word of the Bible was right. He believed that God loved him, according to John 3:16. He believed that Jesus came from heaven's glory, took off the robe of divinity, put on a robe of humanity. He believed that Jesus walked among men for 33 years. He believed he was in there with his disciples that night, had his last supper. He believed he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, prayed that this cup be passed, his will be done. He said his spirit is willing, but the flesh flesh would weep. Brother Jesse believed that he was in that garden. He believed they arrested him that night. He believed that they took him to 6 trials at night. He believed he stood before Pilate. He believed that Pilate said, I found no fault. He said, brother, how you know? Because he believed this book. The pilot said, I found no fault in the man. He believed that they took him and whipped him with a whip. They scourged him, amen. They beat him. He believed Isaiah when Isaiah said, by his stripes are we healed. Because from the stripes came the blood.
Yes, sir.
He believed that they put a crown of thorns on his head and they took this Jesus to Christ. If you love Jesus, say amen to me tonight. Don't act like you don't love him now. If you love him, you got to know he was the one that they whipped. He was the one that put a crown of thorns on his head. He was the one that tried to carry his cross up a hill called Calvary. He couldn't make it up the hill of Calvary, but there was a man by the name of Simon. Simon of Cyrene was there. Him they compelled to bear his cross. He got his cross up on top of Calvary's hill. The soldiers drove nails in his hands and his feet. On his way to his long home, he believed that. He believed that the nail was in his hand. He believed that the nail was in his feet. Amen. They believed they lifted him up, and he believed that Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men. That's what drawed him right down here. Every Sunday, Jesus on the cross drawed him to the place of worship. It drawed him to the place of worship. Brother Jason believed that. He said, bro, how you know, brother Jason? To be a member of the church, we believe the Bible is right. We never saw Jesus on no cross. We believe it because this book said it. That's why we believe it. We believe it because this book said it. We believe everything in this book. Yeah, and then we believe that the soldiers, according to John 19:34, when Jesus was dead on the cross, soldier pierced him in the side, out came blood. And out came some water from the side of the master. The master, the essential one for salvation, water came out, which means water is essential for salvation. Blood came out. Blood is essential. Brother Jesse believed in the blood. He believed in that blood. Amen. Somebody took Jesus to Christ down off the cross, buried him in a borrowed tomb. Early on a Sunday morning, up from the grave he rose. Brother Jackson believed that. He believed he got up with all power in his hand. And Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Brother Jesse believed that. And Brother Jesse believed that. He believed that one must believe and be baptized. He never said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that prayed a sinner's prayer shall be saved. Jesus never said that. Brother Jesse didn't believe that. Jesus never said, accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Jesus never said, on your way to your long home, you better hear the voice of Jesus. For Jesus, if any man hear these words of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him as a wise man. Build his house on a rock. And when winds came and blew, that house stood. For it built up on a rock. Jesus, upon the rock that he was the Son of God, he built his church. Jesus built his church. Shed the blood to purchase that church, Acts 20 and the verse 28. He believed it. He believed it. Brother Jackson believed that with all of his heart. He believed. How you know he believed it? Because the first step to the long home is hearing it. The second step is believing it on your way to your long home. You better hear that gospel story. You better step two home. You better believe that gospel story. Step three, you better repent. You say, Brother Brooks, I've been a good man. If one of my good folk don't go to heaven.
All right.
Good folk don't go to heaven. How you know? Jesus said, Matthew 7:21, not everyone that said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, do we not?
Okay.
In your name cast out devil, done many wonderful work, good people. But Jesus said, I will profess unto them, I never knew them. Why?
Yes.
They never obeyed God. You got to obey God on your way home.
That's
right. Step three, repent if you're not in the true church. Okay. Repent if you haven't been baptized for the remission of your sin. Repent if you haven't confessed Jesus to be the Son of God. Repent if you're not taking the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Repent if you're saying any church would do. Go back to the Bible and find the one in it.
Yeah.
Brother Jackson found the one in it. It was the one in it was the Church of Christ. The only one I ever preach about is the only one in there. It's the only one, only one. It's the only one. You said you love Jesus. He the one said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That means one.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Step three, repentance. Step four on your way to your long home. Jesus said, confess before men. I confess you before my Father. You deny me, I'm going to deny you before you die. You better get on your knees so every knee will bow. You're going to do it one day. When you're going to get it when you get home or to your long home. And just because you went home don't mean you went to the crypts, to the mansions. I'm just saying going long home means dying.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Every knee will bow on judgment. Every knee will confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The step four before you die, you need to make a confession for me, and you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You're on your way to your long home. The mourner's already crying. Step five on the way home is baptism for the remission of your sins. Step one, hear the gospel, that death, burial, and resurrection story. Step two, believe it with all of your heart. Step three, repent. Step four, confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of God. Step five, believe and be baptized. For the forgiveness or remission of sin in the water is the blood that was shedded on the cross. Remember what came out of sight? Blood and water. Baptism has blood and water in it. Revelation 1:5, the blood washed away our sins. Acts 20:28, that same blood purchased the church. And just Jesus said, this you do remember me. Every Sunday you better be drinking that blood if you know, because you on your way. You on your way home. You better drink blood. You know, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Understand, if you haven't been washed in the blood, you are not in the blood purchase church. You're not drinking blood every Sunday. You ain't ready for your long home. Because Jesus said, if you die in your sins where I am, you cannot come. Step six is faithfulness. Why did he come down here every Sunday on Sunday morning? He had a faithful relationship with God. That's what he maintained. And he was faithful to the truth. He called me Brother Brooks, not Reverend. Why? Because Holy Reverend is God's name. He called me brother because Father. Jesus said, call no man Father. He believed it. He believed it. Now, what are you saying, Brother Brooks? In closing, this is simple. Solomon said in that same text, let us see the conclusion of the whole matter.
Okay.
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Nothing matters in your life. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. If you didn't fear God to keep his commandments, trust me, if you believe this book,
all right,
when you go to your long home, you won't hear him say, well done, that good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
What did Brother Jackson do for all of us today? What God did, this death is to bring us to him. He said, sorrow is better than laughter. Said, the living will lay it to heart. So to the young people, to his grandchildren, this could be the best day of your life.
That's right.
All things work together for good. To his grandchildren, if they bring them to the Lord and they say, I want to be like my grandpa. I want to believe like him. I want to obey like him. I want to be baptized like he was. I want to be in the church he was in. I want to be able to take my 5-6 steps to get to my long home. I know what I believe and what he believed was in the Bible. Then you do what he did and obey it and save your own soul. Because the steps to home are 6, but the time can be short. Some of us going to make 80. Many didn't. I think it was 80, 86, 3 score and 10, 4 score. That's 80 plus 6. God gave him 80 plus 6. But what are you doing with the time God has given you? That's why I say to the young folk, look here, we're bearing young kids. We're bearing teenagers. We're bearing baby. We're bearing young folk are dying. They're going home early. And I'm saying some of you understand this could be your opportunity to let this death bring you closer to God, to his neighbors and friends, and neighbors and friends and those who are here. You may have never heard this truth before, but that's what this man believed. That's what this man believed. What it can do, it'd be the best day of your life. The best day of your life when you hear the truth. The greatest day of your life when you obey it. The greatest day is when you obey it. The greatest day is when you obey it. And then even greater than that, when you die, die in the Lord. To die in the Lord is to die in his body, and to die in his body is to die in his church, for there is but one body, the church. So let me close with this. What I've done for this family is what I would want a preacher to do for my family. I don't need them shouting. I want the grandchildren and the children to understand that this man did what God said do.
That's right.
As he prepared for this day.
Yes.
To his children, what about his children that didn't, maybe don't know the truth, or maybe done left the truth, or heard him tell them about the truth, but they weren't listening. But God done set them down now. Will you listen? Will you listen? Because the mourners are in the street. They crying over you.
Yes.
You gonna die. All of us gonna die. And everybody need to hear the mourners. The mourners are in the street, y'all. And all of us are going home. The matter is, how will you die? You can die blessed, or you can die cursed. And how you do that, Brother Brooks? He said, he that believeth not shall be damned. If a man don't believe and obey God, you will be damned. But you're going home. You're going home. A short walk over here. His short walk home. Brother Jesse, we're preparing for the long home. Have you walked? Have you taken those steps? I'm going to be at the back door. I got plenty of information for you. I've said enough. You've heard enough today. Heard enough. You should have heard what I said. What I'm teaching you is that the Bible is right. You're going to die. Have you done what it said do? If you haven't, this is your time. This can be your moment. This will be the greatest thing that ever happened to you. You say, what's the greatest thing? Brother Jesse's death. Mr. Jesse's death. I got to hear the truth before I went home.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to hear the truth. But the question will be, will you obey it?
Yes.
Will you obey it? Sister Jackson, you know I love you. But you know what I'm going to preach every time I stand up, right?
Amen.
They know what I'm going to preach. Everybody who called me better know what I'm going to say. They call me or don't call me, because I'm going to lay it out just like this every time. Because here's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the many. It's one or two people looking for truth in every audience, more than likely. Maybe just one of you. But if you that one, you see me at the door. I'm going to tell you something. You don't accidentally hear the truth. God seek those who seek to be true worshipers. True worshipers sing. True worshipers pray. True worshipers take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Not on the first Sunday with white gloves. True worshipers in the true church, the words of Savior's name, which is the church of Christ. You say, well, I didn't know that. You can't say that no more. I just took it off. It's recorded now. On this day, you were told by Brother Brooks. God going to say, I see right here. Brooks told you. He didn't tell you about you were coming home. You didn't think you were going to face me? It was at Jesse Jackson. Yeah, he ain't talking about the politician either. He's talking about the Christian. Amen. That's Jesse. That's the one we're talking about. That's good. That's good. We love y'all. We love you. We love you. Love you. Love you, Sister Jackson. I notice how strong you being helping everybody else.
Amen.
What a blessing, huh?
Just like old Mother Hen, she take care of all the chickens.
Old Mother Hen, she say, take care of all the chickens. She always got something to say good. God bless you. God bless you. To the audience, look, I want to say to the visitors, if you're not a member of Church of Christ, I was talking directly to you. I was intentionally talking to you. It was my motive to talk to you. I wouldn't want you to leave here guessing. Was he trying to say you got to be baptized to be saved? Yes. Was he trying to say there's only one church? Yes. Was he trying to say the Church of Christ is the church that's in the Bible? Yes. Was he trying to say the blood washed away your sin? Yes. Was he trying to say you take the Lord's Supper every Sunday? Yes. Any other questions? Yes, yes, yes. So I'm not trying to leave you bamboozled. I want you to leave thinking. Young man, think. Young lady, think. Old folk, you ought to hear it real loud. The wagon is coming, and I warned you. May God bless you.